Jerry Jordan is an economist and former president of the Federal Reserve Bank of Cleveland. He worked at the Federal Reserve Bank of St. Louis from 1967 to 1975, serving as the bank's director of research. It was during this time that Jerry says the Federal Reserve system began to place greater emphasis on economic research as a way to influence policy debates happening at the Federal Open Market Committee in Washington.
Our focus in St. Louis was much more on trying to be useful to the president in the decisions he had to make. I mean, we would sit around and say he has to go down there every few weeks, and at the end of the day, he has to hold up his hand and vote. So what have we got to say that's useful to him in doing that? And I think that that was rare in the Reserve Banks and probably mostly non-existent at the Board of Governors. Over the subsequent years, the other Reserve Bank presidents and their successors wanted to build up a staff that was able to help prepare them to also sit at the table and engage in a serious way as a policymaker. And I suspect before the late 1960s, very few of the presidents and the governors actually went to an FOMC meeting prepared to engage in a conversation among economists about what is the best policy or not. They'd have a casual discussion about God knows what, but it had little economic underpinnings to it.